Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 34 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for October 29, and a new outbreak at a Sudbury retirement home. The health unit is also reporting there are now 212 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 2,834 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,622 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,488 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 29 new cases since the last testing, 24 hours ago. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible locations of the new cases, PHSD said 34 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 13 cases as being outbreak-associated, 16 new cases related to close contact of confirmed cases, 9 cases with no known epidemiological link and a decrease of 4 cases under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,024 total cases, an increase of 11. The next highest number was 679 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 7. The next highest group number was 678 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 9. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 346 cases total, an increase of 4. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 103 cases, an increase of 3. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 306,185 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 223 since the last report, 24 hours ago. With respect to new vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 266,455 total accumulated vaccines, first and second dose, given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 123,459 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. The newest reported outbreak is at the Regent Manor Retirement Residence. The details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 6 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. None of the patients was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 5 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of those 5 patients being tested had been admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 419 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 0 new COVID-19 deaths.